Town Mom Squad.
Mom!
Yes, it is back again with the beautiful ladies of the Madtown Mom Squad. Each and every Wednesday, Madison and surrounding areas, this is for you. And I'm so excited again to see my lovely ladies. We had a little break because, of course, we were at the American Family Children's Hospital Radiothon, which Dr. Jazz was at.
Yes.
Hey, honey.
Hey.
That was so much fun to be in your realm.
It was.
It was.
I was just so excited to have you all there.
Yeah. You were fabulous, by the way. Tracy and I were just really stoked. So, of course, Dr. Jazz is here. Karina Crade doing her thing, looking beautiful as ever. So you've been busy, girl. Have you been doing like voiceovers and all that stuff?
I mean, yeah, I try to work as much as I can and do that. But I'm just trying to survive with two kids under two. I slept a half an hour last night.
Oh, honey.
Oh, man.
So but you look so good. I mean, natural beauty, honey.
It's because I just didn't sleep. I didn't take off any makeup.
I love it. Well, thank you again, girl. Always doing your thing. And then, of course, Shanna Powell. Hi,
hello.
Honey.
Hello.
By the way, Shanna just gave me the like kindest thing ever. So I just want to let you know. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
When it comes to friendship, it is a beautiful thing. Now, today, ladies, we are talking about parenting trends of 2019. It's really crazy to even see how these things are even possible. Some you might be doing, some you may not have heard of, but it is a true thing. Anyway, we are on Facebook Live, so Miss Trey Way is doing that. So if you have questions or comments, or of course, you can give us a call at 321-0931. I'm curious, before we get into these trends, how your parents brought you ladies up. I mean, all of our parents, of course, had their way, and I'm just curious how that went. Dr. Jazz, how did your parents bring you up?
Yeah, my parents brought me up in a pretty laid-back parenting style where they were very transparent with me about all their decisions, even about their mistakes in their past, and how that can help me. So it was a really laid-back parenting style. We might not have always had, like, the perfectly organized house, but we went and we made memories, we shared love, and we spent time together. So that was my parenting style that I grew up under.
Ooh, that's very good. What about you, Miss Shanna?
I think it kind of changed. It wasn't always the same. I think when I was really young, it was just my mom and I, so things were a little bit more laid back. And then my mom remarried, and it was a very, I think, this is what it is way. Like, that there's no really questioning. It's this is what you do.
Right.
You don't question it. If you do, there's going to be a consequence. I didn't really ask a lot of questions. I just kind of did what I was supposed to. And then it shifted again, and they got divorced. And then it was just more of a just do the right thing type of thing. And I sometimes chose it, and sometimes I didn't. So.
Right. Sometimes I got in trouble, sometimes I didn't.
I got in trouble.
That's right.
I'm not gonna lie. I got in trouble.
I love it. What about you, Karina?
Well, I don't know. Is there a Mr. Rogers style thing?
Yeah.
I think my parents actually read that book and used that. So it was a lot of I feel statements. It was a lot of like sit down and talk. So I behaved purely because I was like, I don't want to talk about my feelings right now. but I really like their benefit. I don't think it works for everybody. But
right.
They really kept it open for us and they were honest. My dad was really involved in parenting just as much as my mom.
That's so good.
And so it was really cool to see. And I feel like that kind of reflects how I parent too. And you know, it wasn't like we didn't have boundaries or curfews or different things like that to, you know, but there, it wasn't as drilled in our head. It was
right.
More like, let's try and make this work. And if it doesn't, then we'll talk further.
Gotcha.
Yeah. And I think at one point I even made myself a curfew because I'm like, I think this is what my parents would want me to do. You know, because I didn't outwardly say I need you home at a certain time.
I love it.
Yeah, it was a trusting kind of relationship.
Right. So for myself, you know, I grew up with my mom. My brother and I grew up with my mom. My sister moved out when she was 13 to live with my dad. My mom had major roles. My sister was having a hard time with it, so she moved. So I basically grew up with my mom and my grandma. Strict rules, making sure that we kept on our path. And again, my mom being a single mother of three kids.
Wow.
And again, you know, she also taught special ed and delinquents, and she was just like, listen, this is how you will turn out to be if you don't follow rules, you know, especially, you know, so she was just very much making sure that we made the right decisions. And if we didn't, believe me, I either got the spoon or, you know what I mean?
I got a spoon.
Sometimes I got a spoon. Sometimes I got a spoon. But no, she was really good. So that's how I grew up. All right. Let's listen to this. Lawnmower parenting. Have you guys heard about this?
I have not.
Just recently.
Yeah, I've heard a little bit about it.
Well, listen, this is a step ahead. This is a little bit further than what helicopter parents do. Helicopter parents are parents who hover around their children to make sure that they don't fall and hurt themselves. So basically, they're around, sure. you know, just to make sure that, you know, everything is okay. Now, lawnmower parents are a step ahead. Basically, they line everything up to make sure, oh my gosh, if my child's going to fall, I'm going to make sure that, I don't know, they have something cushioned, like a couch under them. It's basically not allowing your children to go outside and play. And if you hurt yourself, then, you know, that's how it goes.
So it's overly protective?
Majorly overly protective.
Goodness.
You know, for us, for myself, you know,
I
just learned by mistakes that I did.
I mean, my kid came home with like muddy pants and a little, you know, little boo-boo on his knee and probably was eating a worm. I mean, is that, that's probably the anti-lawnmower.
Yeah.
I just was like, I just need him to be outside. So, I mean, I don't know. I can never say that I wouldn't, you know, I disagree with any kind of parenting style. You have to do what you have to do as a parent. But that seems a little over the top. Isn't it that new science, there's like a new research that kids who are outside in nature tend to be more calm and happy in their life later on.
For sure.
And I think there's something
makes
big.
Makes sense.
You know,
totally makes sense.
Well, this came about, this term lawnmower parenting, which is kind of funny. A college professor came up with the term after a parent made a special trip from work to drop off a fancy water bottle to their 17-year-old, despite the fact that the campus had fountains. So it's like, I'm creating divas. Like, my child is going to become a diva.
That's extra.
I think I'm a little guilty.
I'll admit, I think I'm a little guilty
to have those tendencies.
I have to. I definitely do.
Let my kids, like, explore. Like, Lily was climbing up some stairs of a bunk bed, and I wanted to just grab her and take her down, but I was like, let me just let her do this.
Yep.
I'll be here if she falls, but she needs to experience. So one side of me does let the kids just experience things, but I do have some lawnmower parent tendencies.
I love it.
Because I think it's because of losing my brother when he was only 16 and just seeing so much death. I think it's just my, just where I came from. I want to just shelter, protect my kids because I care about them so much, and I just don't want to see them hurt. I have that tendency, but I'm aware of it. So then me and my husband always go back and forth, like, you know.
But
you
what's
can,
the difference though? Is that being protective and loving? I mean, I feel like I am protective, but on the, you know, but I wouldn't, I don't know if I
but
would
I
drop
would
off a
the,
water bottle for my kid.
I would think about it and seriously struggle internally.
I would struggle with it.
If my daughter made a special project and wanted something and she's crying going into school because she's sad, me and my mom are definitely the ones that would drive back home, get what she needs, to bring it back just to see a smile on her face.
I'm the same way.
I would definitely do that.
Gia is always telling me I'm way overprotective of her. I do not let her take her bike and go down and get the mail. I'm like, Gia, no. I'm like, because I tell her, someone can grab you.
It's true, though. Unfortunately,
that's very
true.
I think nowadays that you have to be a little bit more.
I don't let her, like, go, you know, away from me when we're in the hallways at, like, the dollar store. She just, you know, I'm like, no, you have to be in my eyesight. So,
but again, I still feel like that's being protective versus being a lawnmower parent. I think what they're saying here is, like, going over the top to create, I think, divas. I think there's a difference between saying, like, I really, really love you and I do have that nurture.
Right.
Because I think that's how I was raised. And I think I would be like that. My son is 2, so I mean, I feel like I'm living with a little drunk, to be honest with you. I mean, he's like a wrecking ball. He walks into a room and knocks over 5 things, and then cries, and then he's laughing and spilling his drink. You know, I mean, it's different. I guess I don't know what it'll be like to have an older child, and what will I be like? I guess that
you'll find your way.
Yeah. You will find your way.
I may end up being like heading over there with a silver spoon.
You might.
Here.
You might. Or a golden spoon.
Or a golden spoon.
You gotta step it up, honey. You gotta step it up.
No, it is.
You gotta step it up.
All the other kids.
93.1 Jams. Good morning. Who's this?
Hi. Good morning. This is Allie.
Hi, love.
Hey.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. So we're talking about lawnmower parenting and helicopter parenting. Do you have a comment on this?
Yeah, well, actually, so I'm currently just investing in identifying the good and bad traits of parenting. I'm a parent of a 3-year-old, and so, of course, our family, her dad and myself are raised both very differently, and, you know, just trying to do what's best, and learning as we're growing as well. And this book, it just opened up. It's about, you know, being emotionally unavailable and just what you kind of go through with life. And it, like, kind of opens up about, like, all the different parents. But, like, talks about, like, inconsistent parents, just not good enough parents.
Right.
In his or her own reality parents, hovering controllers, brainiacs of parents, glory days parents.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many. To hear just all the different kind of parents out there and just accept like who I am for that.
Very much so. Well, we so appreciate you calling.
Yeah. And of course, every is to its own and everyone has their battles. But, definitely good luck with everything in your own parenting yourself.
Thank you.
Thank you. Well, we appreciate it. Enjoy your day and keep on listening, honey.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, girl. It's very true. I mean, we're all going to make our own decision on how we want to, of course, raise our kids. So have you heard about this gender reveal, saying goodbye to gender reveals?
Yeah.
People not celebrating the fact that if it's a boy or a girl, they're trying to just keep it neutral.
Sure. It gets a little excessive. I mean, I think people with, the all pink, all blue, it's I get why it's getting a little too much.
Yeah. It can be.
It can be.
I'm seeing a lot of it actually on TV that's occurring. So that is just one of the trends that is happening. Coming up, we have more when it comes to this topic. I had never heard of fed up parenting. I don't know if you girls had.
No.
I had to look that bad boy up. No. It's very interesting. All right, more to come with the Madtown Mom Squad when it comes to parenting trends in 2019.
Madtown Mom Squad.
Mom.
Dr. Jazz, Karina Crade, and Shanna Powell is the Madtown Mom Squad. And today, ladies, we are talking, of course, about parenting trends, which some of them were just like, really, why is this even something that is happening? I want to talk about partnered parenting. In April of 2018, Pew Research Center reported that revealing that among unmarried parents, single mothers no longer dominate head of the households. Instead, a new trend is growing among unmarried parents, which is partnered parents or parents living together who aren't married. This is becoming more acceptable, which I think is great.
That's my household.
I mean, I think that's one. That seems a little more old school. Like back in the day, if you had a sister that had a baby, and you live with your sister, your cousin, and it takes a village. I think that's actually where it came from.
Yeah. It really does. Yeah, it really does. And I think it's great because Shanna, like you said, this is what you and Josh are.
Well, yeah, and also to make that even bigger, my son Sage has, his dad, we've always co-parented really well, and he actually lives in our basement too.
Right.
So, I mean, it is very modern family. We all respect each other. We respect each other's boundaries, and we parent together. Josh is still, there for Sage, and he knows that he's, can ask him questions and whatever. And Chris, who's Sage's dad, is really good with the girls and Oliver, and it's what it is, and it works for us.
I think it's really great, and it's allowing people to know you got to stop hating on the other people that were prior to your relationship, especially if you have had children. It's always been that way.
It is. It's so much easier if you just agree to disagree sometimes and just, but you have to agree on certain core things.
Right.
And it's about the child. It's not, you have to separate the two.
It's not about
the two of you anymore. It's this child that didn't, that's just here. So,
what about more self-care? A lot of women, mommies these days, are saying, you know what? I deserve to at least give myself a spa day. I deserve to be pampered. And I'm like, yes, you do, girl. Yeah. I'm one of those. If I can get the time, I will go get my nails done.
Yeah.
I have a hard time with it, though.
I definitely do.
I don't, because I work all the time. Girl, so I'm like,
you do.
Yeah.
You do. No.
I think there's that guilt factor moms have.
Yeah.
Give themselves 2 hours. I struggle with that. Like, my husband will be like, go shopping, go get lunch. And I'm like, okay. And I walk out the door, and then 20 minutes later, I'm like, I need to be back. I want to. And it's not like he can't handle it.
Yeah.
It's more just like, I shouldn't be. And I don't know where that comes from.
Yeah, I'm terrible with that too. Yeah. I really am. I'm just
Dr. Jazz?
That.
Yeah, that I always struggle with that, but my husband usually pushes me out the door like, you have to go do self-care.
Yeah.
It'll be okay. And then the whole time I'm getting a massage or doing something, then I'm like thinking, what's going on?
Yeah.
But I do come back refreshed, because you're not the most excellent parent you can be if you're stressed out and present.
Yeah.
I would rather take time away to recharge and then come back.
Right.
To be able to give all of myself. So
I'm
working on that.
That's such a good reminder, because I think that's core. That's important.
I think it's important for moms to understand that it is okay that you do something for yourself. You give all yourself every day, to everybody. Either if you're a stay-at-home mom or you're a working mom, you're always giving yourself to everybody else. So I think it's really important that you take some time for yourself. Fed up parenting.
Yeah.
I think this is great. Again, this is the concept that women are tired of the emotional labor that they do and physical labor. And listen, if the toilet seat is left up, I don't need to tell you. Put the seat down. If the toilet paper is not there, go get one.
Well, if you took the last cookie out of the box, throw it away. Like, literally, why do you put it back in the pantry? Like, if it's gone, it's gone.
So
let it go.
I'm curious, what is the technique here, then, for fed-up parenting? It's just parents are fed up?
I think it's to be okay to talk about.
Yeah.
If it feels uneven.
To just say, hey, can you do this or do that? It's not all about
not
why
fixing
do I have
it
to,
all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why do I have to be the one sweeping and mopping?
To voice your opinion on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is
easy. It sounds pretty basic.
But sometimes we keep it to ourselves because we don't want to start a fight.
That's what I
mean. You know what I mean? Like, oh, this is just going to annoy him.
Yeah. I think it's funny because a lot of this, just in my household, a lot of traditional things, gender roles have been swapped just because when I was going through my medical training, I would sometimes be gone 80 hours a week for a period of my life. So my husband had to pick up a lot of it. So it's just funny because I've been on the receiving end of this rather than traditional, the woman. Mm-hmm. Like he would always do the grocery shopping, which was great. But then he kindly would say, oh, you know, you could help some. So I got an online account for grocery delivery. Like,
see, that's awesome. Yeah.
I did my part. Smart. And so that's why I'm laughing at it, because it can definitely go both ways.
Absolutely.
Open communication, I think, is key for that one, just to talk about it.
That would make sense. I like that one. I mean, it's easier said than done.
Mm-hmm. Easier said than done. Yeah. With all of these, of course, these are people creating these trends, and either you're going to get on board with them or you're not. But I think the true thing is that what we all say is stay true to yourself and how you parent.
Yeah.
So it's always a good thing. So, ladies, that is the end of the segment. It goes by fast.
It goes by fast.
I know, right? So, hey, thanks again, everyone, for hanging out with us with the Madtown Mom Squad. Of course, you can always follow us on our Instagram page. We have Facebook page and so much more. So, as always, Dr. Jazz, it's great to see you, girl.
Yes, you too.
How are you doing on that grant?
I'm going to work on it some more today.
Ooh,
got a lot of writing and stuff to do, but
yeah. Do you want to let everybody know? It's fabulous.
Yes. So I received a grant from the Wisconsin Partnership Program to study racial inequities in infant mortality, why Black babies are dying at 2 to 3 times the rate of white babies in Wisconsin and before their first birthday, and what we can do about it. So I got the grant for $150,000 along with some amazing collaborative partners, but I just have to get it going. So that's what I'm working on.
Congratulations.
Yeah. I know.
Yeah.
Much love. And then Ms. Shanna Powell, I know things are going crazy in the household with people being sick and all that.
It's been everybody is sick. Poor Willow's got pneumonia, got ear infections. It just doesn't end. But actually, I have to say, Oliver, my son Oliver, is going to be 18 on Saturday.
Yay!
Happy birthday, Oliver.
Almost.
Happy birthday!
Hey.
Yeah. He's got the greatest head of hair, by the way.
he actually looks like Jesus Christ. He has like this long hair with the beard.
And it's ginger.
And it's ginger.
It's a ginger. He's got ginger hair. Did you see my new ginger Barbie?
I did.
I got a ginger Barbie.
I'm glad they have a ginger
Travis,
Barbie.
And Travis, Tracy got a Barbie too. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Okay. Do you want to? Yeah. She's, Tracy's like, yes, I did.
About a Barbie.
Yeah. They're very fun. And then Miss Karina girl, I'll be excited to see you. Eventually, we'll be on Wisconsin Women together.
It will be soon. You know, I just want to say also Happy Mother's Day. I know that was last week, but hey, you know, every day is Mother's Day and Father's Day and Parenting Day. I mean, really, it is.
Yeah,
so
it is.
To everyone out there, Happy Mama's Day.
Oh, I love that. Everyone had a fabulous one.
I ate Chinese food in my minivan and parked in my driveway.
Perfect.
So yes, I did.
Girl, that's fabulous.
While my husband put our kids to bed and sent me photos.
Perfect.
Yes. Oh my gosh. So cute.
That's awesome.
Hey everyone, we love you. Thanks again for hanging out with us. We'll be back at it next Wednesday with the Madtown Mom Squad on 93.1 Jams.